We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
Nosotros crecemos cuando damos.
We grow when we give.
Давайте и дастся вам.
与える時成長する.
We grow when we give.
Welcome to ROG, Return on Generosity. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. This podcast celebrates generosity at work, not financial giving. Giving valuable time, mutual respect, alternative perspectives, and genuine collaboration. Welcome to ROG, Generous Leadership Coaching Tips. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. We're still working our way through the 5-degree principle, how small changes lead to big results. And we're looking at chapter 9 this week. The title of it is Improve the Quality of Your Questions. And those of you joining me on YouTube, you'll see this visual that I'll be referring to. For those who are listening only, I'll do my best to explain it. The opening quote of this chapter is from Bono, the lead singer of U2. And he says, "We thought we had the answers. It was the questions we had wrong." I also love the quote by Albert Einstein, where he says, "If I had 1 hour to solve a problem, I'd spend the first 55 minutes thinking about what question to ask." That's how important this is, the quality of the questions. So let's break this down. I believe that there's two sources of questions. There's the questions that we ask ourselves and the questions that we ask other people. For the questions that we ask ourselves, some of us are self-aware enough to know that we do talk to ourselves. So it's not, do you talk to yourself? We know the answer to that is yes. It's what do you say when you're talking to yourself? That's operative. And then there's the questions that we're asking other people, which I deeply believe are influenced by the questions that we're asking ourselves. Okay, so those are the two sources. Then we've got two types of questions, disempowering questions and empowering questions. So the disempowering questions I associate with this road of rumination. So I want us to imagine that you're driving down a road that you go down literally every day of your life, and you're the driver of the vehicle. This is very important. You're the driver. Something happens, and the degree of how bad it is irrelevant. Something minor or catastrophic, something happens, and you're going to go down one of two roads. Most of us, for some reason, go down that road of rumination. And that road is paved with questions that begin with why. Why did I do that? Why didn't I say something? Why did I say something? Why don't people realize how busy I am? Why did I agree to do that? Why don't people understand what I'm saying? Why? And those are rear view mirror kinds of questions. Like, we're often looking back at a recent or maybe even distant situation, and we're replaying it and ruminating, right? We're rewind, play, we're pausing at those painful moments, and we're just feeling what? You're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, stressed, unappreciated, lost, confused, bored, tired, overwhelmed. All of those feelings, road of rumination kinds of feelings. Here's the good news. You're the driver of the vehicle. Across the road is this big sign that says choice, and you could choose to go down a different road just by asking higher quality questions. The other choice is this road called the road of resolution. And on that road, the pavers are what or how questions. Now, that's not universally true because WTF, after all, is a what question. Most of the time, though, what, how questions are windshield questions where they force you or enable you to focus on the future, what's ahead, and how you can have some agency in the situation. As a generous leader, you must have agency. You must recognize the power that you possess to be a part of the solution, how to make things better. So on that road of resolution, we could ask ourselves questions like, well, one would be, what's the big deal? But you could also say, you know, how could I be a generous leader? What would be a next step? What's something that we haven't tried before? How could I enroll other people? What is a great path forward? What's one thing we could do differently? Those questions get your mind thinking in a new and creative way. But when we're on that road of rumination, we're just so bogged down and lost and confused and feeling unappreciated that we don't have that resource. That's like that fixed mindset versus the road of resolution is the growth mindset where we are feeling kind of proud and we have energy and we know that we can make things better because we believe in ourselves and the ability to invoke change. So what happens when we are stuck on that road of rumination? Because sometimes we're on that road and it really feels like a quagmire, much unlike a road, like we're not really going anywhere. So it's a very familiar and common thing for us to go down that road of rumination. I catch myself there literally multiple times a day, every day. So the key then is to just recognize how you're feeling and then ask yourself a higher quality question. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, anxious, and lost, chances are you're on that road of rumination. So ask yourself a higher quality question like, what am I grateful for? You cannot be grateful and on the road of rumination at the same time. You're instantly kicked off. So that's my get out of jail free card in my back pocket. It would be helpful for you to think about what would be a question that would force me or get me to think about how to be on that road of resolution to rescue myself when I'm stuck. So when we're on that road of resolution, that's where we can make progress. So what I want to challenge you to do this week is to really audit the quality of your questions. Catch yourself when you're asking yourself or other people those why questions. So for example, if somebody's late for a meeting and you say, why are you late? You could also ask, what happened this morning? You're getting to the same outcome. You're just not shaming someone and making them defensive. You're enrolling them in problem solving. That's what generous leaders do. So this week, catch yourself and shift the quality of your questions when needed. Bring other people over to that road of resolution with you, and then have that back pocket question when you need it to rescue yourself. I look forward to hearing how this goes for you. Please join me next week with the unbelievable Natalie Nixon. Until then, stay generous, everyone.
Thanks for listening to ROG, Return on Generosity Podcast. Please help us grow by subscribing and reviewing us on your favorite podcast player. And for more information, visit bridgebetween.com. We grow when we give.
우리는 나누면서 성숙합니다.
We grow when we give.
On rayonne quand on donne.
We grow when we give.